This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by Tihihi Wilongasi, Lutheran Fihawa.
Pastor Matt Heise is on his second career. He spent much of his adult life as a school teacher.
I was a high school teacher in Detroit Catholic Schools, of all things. I taught history, U.S. government, you name it, track coach, basketball coach, all those things combined into one, it seems.
But teaching in Detroit seemed to lack something for him, so he took a leave of absence to teach in Russia.
I took a two-year break to go overseas to Russia in the mid-90s, and that was through the LCMS World Mission Volunteer Program, teaching English.
After teaching abroad, returning to teaching in American public schools just didn't have the same attraction for him anymore. He felt a different calling.
I got the bug over there and could never quite get it out. And so when I returned back in the late 90s, I tried teaching at a public high school, didn't quite work, and ended up going to the seminary and was immediately put on mission track.
It was only natural for him to be sent back to Russia after his ordination.
So when I went back, actually, I went on a two-year vicarage working on the language in 2001. And from 2001 to 2003, I did my vicarage in Moscow.
Following his vicarage, his call came, and he stayed in Russia for more than an additional 10 years, preaching the gospel to Russians in their own language.
And that gravitated into a call in 2003, and I've served pretty much the last, counting those 2 years for vicarage, almost 13 years overseas.
In April of this year, Pastor Heise became the executive director of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, a natural match given his experience in Russia. Actually, the LHF was founded specifically to spread the gospel in Russia following the collapse of communism.
Lutheran Heritage Foundation was actually founded about 20 years ago, and ironically, it was its work began in Russia. That was just as the Soviet Union fell. Our founder, Dr. Robert Rahn, had the opportunity.
Whether
to
you're a regular worshiper at the church of your
of
choice,
places, Moscow,
or find it difficult for you to get to church on Sunday morning,
Lutheran
you may benefit from our live worship broadcasts each week on KFUO. Our early service begins at 8 o'clock Central and originates from Blessed Savior Lutheran Church in Floresit, Missouri, where Reverend Matthew Rugland leads divine worship. Our live late worship broadcast at 10:45 comes from Timothy Lutheran Church in St. Louis, where Senior Pastor Ron Rawl presides during the worship service. Join us for the message of mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings on Worldwide KFUO.
Publish, distribute, and introduce what we call Lutheran literature. And so the basic idea here is it's Bible-based, Christ-centered, and Reformation-driven. Those are usually the phrases that we use to describe what we're doing.
And that mission has expanded enormously.
Actually, we work now in about 85 languages and in over 90 countries.
Mission work continues in parts of the world where there are many language groupings, such as in Africa.
Well, in certainly Komba language is one in Ghana, and Kusal, these are languages I hadn't heard of before. In Benin and West Africa, it's Fon. But when you go into other countries that maybe that have not really had Luther's small catechism, for example, Mongolia now, we're beginning to experiment with work there. And among Iranian refugees outside of Iran, in eastern Germany, so Farsi naturally would be their dominant language.
The number of languages and countries served continues expanding.
What LHF, of course, has been doing, and what we end up doing so often in Africa, is you're always discovering a new tribal language. So on the whole, when I look at the map, I see that we've covered most of the countries of the world.
There are many works to be translated, but Pastor Heise says two particular works are always translated.
Probably the two books that are the initial translations in almost every language is Luther's Small Catechism, maybe just the Enchiridion at start, and then eventually kind of working into the explanation, and Children's Garden Book of Bible Stories, the old Arthur Gross CPH book from the late 40s.
There is one geographic exception that is resistant to the spread of the gospel, that being the Islamic areas of North Africa and the Middle East.
Of course, there's this northern stretch of Africa where, of course, the Islamic armies came across in the 7th century and early 8th century, and that is pretty much still untouched by us for obvious reasons.
Christianity is not tolerated in many parts of the Islamic world. Some countries are openly hostile to the message of Christ, and there's religious upheaval throughout much of that region.
Just the basic understanding that Christianity is clearly almost being exterminated from the Middle East. Simultaneously, what I find intriguing is that Muslims are really beginning to grapple with the whole notion of what their faith means.
There is much violence among Muslims themselves, with Sunni and Shiite often at armed conflict. Many Muslims of both sects come to the United States where there is no religious oppression. Mission work goes on in many of these immigrant communities. Some Muslims find themselves asking questions that they could not ask in their home countries.
So there are opportunities to begin to kind of explore who Jesus is, too, because once Muslims begin to look at him and compare him to Muhammad, what I've heard is, obviously, Muhammad certainly comes up short. And they begin to try to seriously begin to wrestle with the claims of who Jesus is, and that opens up the door to the New Testament.
The risen Lord commanded his followers to make disciples of the nations. Those nations are now coming to us and can hear the word. For more information about the work of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, go to www.lhsmissions.org. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. World Lutheran News Digest can be heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 Central Time on KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us next week for another edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.